Attorney Sarah Ellen Johnson, representing Jonathan Carr, called the original proceedings 15 years ago filled with errors, to the point where it was not a fair trial.
Did the accumulation of errors have any effect on the jurors' verdict? I don't see how it couldn't have.
Attorneys for both brothers pointed to the fact that they were tried and sentenced together as one of the problems, but David Loudon, arguing for the state of Kansas, said any errors would not have affected the outcome.
Any error, individually or collectively, that is addressed by this court pales in comparison to the strength of the evidence.
The Kansas Supreme Court previously overturned the death sentences, but they were later reinstated by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.